FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Are we on?
We are.
All right. This is the radio. Sorry, I was listening. Welcome in to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with my partner, the great Aaron Tarlow, owner of Southern Armory.
Yeah.
And
how are you?
Our producer, of course, the even greater Chad Ellis.
Back. He's
That's
back.
That's right. He's back.
It's been too long.
Back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
We had Carl Middleman. What was it? A couple weeks? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I thought it was two or three. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. I was watching the Blues games. You know, I was down there.
And you know he's the one pushing the button.
Yeah, pushing the button. So I'm with, a division of Homeland Security for hazardous material stuff. So we were down there, and great time. The Blues staff couldn't have been more hospitable to us.
Ask the Blues if they're having any problems right now. I don't think so.
I mean,
and then they say, well, if they have a basketball team, they'd have to share the building with the Blues, which is already, you know, and then there's concert, like there'd be constant scheduling issues, and
that was the issue.
What
now,
a great problem to have.
Yeah, they have that was the issue then, but now we have a empty stadium with nobody ever using it.
Anyway. That's a good point.
Well, hey, guess what?
What? Southern Armory, what's happening?
Southern Armory, we got a ton of stuff going on.
Tell me about it.
So, we're a big Blue Label dealer. We've been selling a lot of Blue Label guns here, and that's awesome.
Remind people what that is.
So Blue Label is a special discount program offered by Glock and sold through Southern Armory to your first responders. So your police officers, your military, and then everybody always kind of forgets about your firefighters, your paramedics, your EMTs. If you are one of those individuals, either current or retired, credentialed, you can come in and get that. But Glock has brought back, and this started Memorial Day, so this is, I guess, the first show since Memorial Day, second show? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
through Veterans Day, if you bring in your DD-214 or your VA card, showing you're attached, you can get these Glocks at a discount, and it's a pretty heavy discount. It's like $100-something. Mm-hmm. So it's a really a good deal to get a hold of it. And we've had a lot of people coming in and going, "Hey, I want to get a Glock." And of course, the first thing we ask them, they're like, "Hey, we want to get a Glock." We're like, "Hey, are you any of these individuals?"
These things, yeah.
And some of them go, "No." They're like, "Okay, well, here's a commercial Glock." And someone go, "Yeah, I am." We're like, Let me show you this pricing.
Boy, have I got something for you.
Yeah, and then they go, "This is like $100, or $120," and we're like, "Yeah," and they're like, "This is awesome," and we're happy to bring it to you. And then we stock the Glock sights and stuff, and I'm a certified armor, so if you want Glock parts installed or aftermarket parts installed, rest assured I can put them in and do all the function and safety checks, make sure that Glock is going to be 100% safe for you, and send it right back out the door, and It's all good.
Nice.
You can catch the videos of me putting sights on, and I'm just not some of these guys that just throw them on with just a hammer and a punch. I actually recenter them with a micrometer and make sure that they're right back in the center and just about as perfect as they can be. So
nice.
I'm pretty detailed when I do them.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of different sights, so even if you don't have a Glock and you want night sights put on, I do the same attention to detail,
right?
Even on
in a little bit
else.
I want to talk about suppressors.
Yeah, I was
Virginia
gonna,
Beach.
That's the next
gonna,
thing
yeah.
I was going to bring up.
But I don't want to start the whole suppressor discussion right now.
So,
talk about how you can get suppressors at Southern Armory,
yeah. So,
but then keep it here for a longer suppressor discussion coming shortly.
So everybody's probably aware about the whole thing that Tony was just talking about, and so that does translate down into what we see at the shop. So normally the first segment I always tell you what's going on at the shop, and right now I'm telling you we've seen a lot of individuals coming in, and they're concerned about getting suppressors.
Yeah.
And so just the quick synopsis, and we'll get into it a little bit more, and we'll talk about some more stuff here after this. But, we're telling them, figure out what you want. We'll get it in. We can get it in pretty quick, and we'll get the paperwork submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So there is starting to become a little mini run, and the thing we're hearing is people are concerned that, and we'll get more into it in a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
So don't change the channel. Stay here. they're going to ban them like they did bump stocks.
Right.
So we're going to kind of leave it at that.
Yeah.
So my quick advice, if you're gonna tune off or you're getting to your destination, is get into Southern Armory as soon as you can. We've got suppressors still in stock. We've got suppressors waiting to ship into us. this, we've got outstanding purchase orders for some suppressors too. So you can come in and you can get suppressors still. There's no shortage of them, but people are coming in. People are buying them. We've seen definitely an upswing in that. So get in, get the process started now. We can literally, if you come in today, okay, it's Saturday at between 3 and 4, so probably about 3:10 right now, we can have you literally dropping your paperwork in the mail by 4:30. That's how quick we can we can get the turnover for you. So just come in and get it done if you're concerned about it. And we stock, honest to goodness, we stock top-tier suppressors. You don't need to worry about the quality or this, that, or the other thing. They are literally... you know,
good stuff.
The creme de la creme. This is not the fly by night stuff that that we've kind of seen in the past. Other stuff going at Southern Armory. We've got actually, if you come in today, you're going to see like 13 or 14 people in a CCW class. So it's a pretty big class. Pretty full. We've been seeing about 6 to 10. So this one kind of filled up. So I don't think there's really been anything wild and crazy. Been a little bit more of an uptick, you know, kind of in the violent crime here. You know, this past weekend, you know, we had like what,
people's 10... schedules are a little bit more open in the summertime.
Yeah, that too.
Come in and...
there's been a little bit of an uptick in kind of the shootings and things. And we had another shooting on the MetroLink, you know, like a week and a half ago. So
probably again attached to summer.
Yeah, attached to summer. Yeah, it was getting warmer. People are moving around. Good news is, I think that it's getting attention now. I think that people are starting to prepare themselves. The conversations have kind of been interesting that I've been having just outside the shop. So I went to a D-Day thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about it.
Oh, what, a D-Day?
Yeah, the D-Day event that you
were at. So I was at Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, which they're going to come in and talk with us. I invited them in. And,
oh, nice.
I met a World War II veteran today. His name is Ralph. Really cool guy. He's a bombardier and a navigator, and showed me the first pin from the bomb he dropped on D-Day on a heavy gun emplacement that was gunning down some British troops. So neat guy. I got some photos. I tried to share them over on Southern Armory from my personal page, but it was doing something funny. So that'll be fixed by the time this airs. But just some neat living history there. I am all dressed up. Best looking guy
in
the studio today.
Second best.
Yeah. You know, looking pretty spiffy in your...
Chad's always gonna fly.
Well, you know, he's got his fraternity stuff on. Yeah. But anyway, so you know, what's going? Where are we going?
What does that even mean?
That's his line. He has his fraternity stuff on.
He's got his frat stuff on. It's fine.
You have a quarter zip on, right?
Yes.
And it has your fraternity logo on it.
Yeah. It does.
But it's still a nice shirt. Not as nice as yours, Aaron. Well, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I've got my JDRF tie on. Yeah. I like this tie. It's one of my favorites.
It's looking good.
So, where are we going with this? I forgot.
Do your Southern Armory thing, and then we're going to talk to Mike McCleary from Intervine about a brand new deal happening with those beautiful products, and he's a sponsor of the show, of course.
Yeah.
And then we need to talk. We got a lot of news to cover today.
We do. I was telling Chad the same thing. So. Yeah. Gonna be an action.
Make sure
pack.
You don't forget anything that Jess told you, though.
Suppressors.
Wrap up whatever you need to do.
And suppressors.
I don't want to get you in
guns.
Trouble.
Come in and get your training.
CCW
classes. Oh yeah. So back to that D-Day deal.
Yeah.
So people are coming in, and I'm like, hey, you know, they want to do a raffle or a silent auction. I said, hey, you know, I've got a bunch of like World War II guns. I'm happy to take some people shooting. Let them shoot, you know, some M1 Grands, M1 Carbines, O3 Springfields, you know, I've got a Thompson, you know, et cetera, and let them kind of feel how heavy these guns were. And the one guy I was talking to was like, that'd be awesome. I've never even held one, you know, but they're all about these World War II vets, which is awesome. Grandpa was in World War II, he's at D-Day plus three, and then got out of the Army and went in the Air Force. He was a career guy. But anyway, I'll digress, but him and I were talking. He said, you know, I don't even have a gun, and, you know, I think it's probably time to get one, and I've never even shot one. And that has been a conversation that I've been having more and more outside the gun shop.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm involved with, you know, I'm just out at the gun shop every day. If you drop in there and you're like, hey, is Aaron around? My wife's going to be like, he'll be here at, you know, 3.
Yeah.
You know, and then like 3:30, 4 o'clock, I will be there. You know, I'll get there some point during the day. But, you know, I'm associated with a lot of different charity groups, and I've got a lot of stuff
going
on during the day.
Since I've been doing this show, which we figured out is this is our 1 year and 1 week anniversary. Last week was our 1 year anniversary, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah, I actually called you and was like, happy showiversary.
Happy anniversary.
You know,
thanks,
like, I didn't even realize it. I didn't get you nothing.
But since I've been doing this show, I have heard from more people that I know well that I didn't think would ever be people that would be interested in owning or carrying a gun.
Yeah.
That have come to me and said, you know, I think maybe I'm starting to, you know, become, you know, of that mind, you know, and I think that maybe I do want to, you know, it's just the world's getting crazier and I think it doesn't surprise me that you're hearing and having those conversations outside the shop.
And one of the things that I ask these people is, I go, do you guys have a first aid kit in your house, like Band-Aids and stuff? They're like, yeah. I go, do you have a fire extinguisher? And I'm not going to lie to you, an alarming amount of people say no.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh.
You're kind of killing where I'm going here.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I just kind of took the wind right out of myself. I'm like, well, quote, go get a fire extinguisher. They're like 20, 25 bucks at Home Depot, or get an ABC one.
Right.
And they go, that's what you want. And then Home Depot is right down the street from the shop. So, you know, drive like a half mile up Watson Road and come see me at Southern Armory.
That's right.
And let's get you in a class. Let's get you some guns to shoot and let's get you set up and get you comfortable. So, you know, I look at a handgun just like I look at a fire extinguisher, just like I look at a first aid kit. And you know, the one guy I was talking to today, I was like, you know, those items in my house are just commonplace, you know, like, and we just don't have like a common first aid kit like at my house. You know, I hate to, you know, be on my soapbox, but you know, you get hurt at my house, you are in good hands until the ambulance gets there.
You're
going to be okay. You know, so anyways, come see us at Southern Armory. I'd love to have a conversation with you about your needs. I know Jessica would too.
Yes.
And whatever that is, whether it's hunting, camping, hiking, home defense, just maybe something to carry in your car if you're traveling.
That's right.
But, you know, we're located 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road and SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
Mm-hmm. And Southern Armory and Second Amendment Radio on Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. And
great places to be.
Yeah, they are. And I've definitely been neglecting those. But everything's kind of wrapping up, and the schedule is, I've got more time. It's summer. So now we're going to start getting back into the groove of the online marketing.
So as we mentioned a little bit ago, we have a lot to talk about. The fallout from the Virginia Beach shooting is still happening, and there are some lawmakers that are going after suppressors, and of course, another call to strengthen gun laws and
ban
your gun rights.
Yep.
And so we got a big conversation about that coming up, and we're also going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine about a great deal that he has for you. So there's a lot coming up here on Second Amendment Radio. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to FM News Talk 97.1. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. I have to say that first because I just want to, if I don't say it first, I'll get talking and it'll be over.
I'll pick up the hose and run with it.
There's so many things I want to say. Chad, there's nothing that Aaron hates more in the world than your music.
I just did you see, obviously you saw the look I gave him. Like, I just like.
Everybody saw the look.
Like, we don't have a webcam in here, but like, here's the deal. Chad has a computer screen between him and I just literally like poked my head around it and gave him the biggest, like,
WTF.
Yeah, thank you. Look, like, what is this, dude?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That our fans would say that the music selection on this show specifically is great.
It's great.
But you're a hater.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a hater. I have not recognized one song you've played today, and I listened to The Point too.
So we
can
last,
I mention The Point
now
that's
course.
Not an MS station?
No, absolutely.
Okay.
So last week when Carl was here, it was the day of the game, and Carl works for the Blues. Of course, we talked about that. Yep. You know, he's the guy that plays the music between stoppages, and he's the guy who hits the foghorn when they score and when they win. Yes,
go.
So, he's a Blues employee. He works here at the radio station, and so he played Gloria for all of the bump music, and then they lost that day.
Yeah,
and I got some of the most hateful tweets. Like, people were taking it out on me for playing Glory, for us playing Gloria last week during the afternoon before the game. And I get the whole don't play Gloria before the game. In fact, I'm a big proponent of that. Don't play Gloria before the game.
I mean, why don't we just have a big single on the second
Amendment
radio?
It was your fault. You told me not to touch the Stanley Cup, and I didn't. And we're kicking butt.
I didn't touch it.
I didn't even. I'm not the one that told him to play Glory either. I mean, I could have stopped it. Listen.
I didn't even touch it. I didn't even take a picture of it when it was here.
I barely looked at it. I was like, no.
I saw it. I ducked in the studio.
Waiting.
Oh, I got called all kinds of things. Because I also, as people know, am one of those people that always say, don't play Gloria before the game. The NHL wanted to do the biggest,
sing-along
mm-hmm. before game one, and the Blues and all the fans said, no, Gloria's a victory song, not a pregame song. Yeah. And I was like, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and you pregamed it three times in a row.
So I got hypocrite. I was like, you're a hypocrite. You're a bad word.
Aaron,
filth.
You want to know what Aaron got?
What?
No hate.
No hate.
Not one.
I got called a human
filth. Chad got
filth.
No hate either.
You know, well, you weren't here.
You weren't here.
But they But they. I think the fans also agree that Aaron's music selection is, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to throw that out there.
You hate Chad's music.
Debatable.
Listen here. All right, we're not going to do this. We've got a guest on the line.
No fighting in front of the company.
Yeah.
Joining us now on the phone is our good friend, one of the great sponsors of this radio station, Mike McCleary from Intervine, home of the brightest, longest lasting, best flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, you name it. All of it right there at intervine.com. Mike, how's it going, man?
Awesome, guys. Good to talk to you again. I know it's been a month or so it's always good to be back on your show.
Yeah, it's great to be talking with you. Real quick, for people that maybe don't know about Intervine, tell them what you guys are all about.
Yeah, so we've been around now for, close to 7 or 8 years. And we make the absolute, like you said, brightest, longest-lasting flashlights, lanterns, headlamps. We sell some other stuff too. I don't think we ever talked about leather conditioners. Pretty much anything that we have loved in our life, whether it's the outdoors, whether it's cars, we make products for it. And so we love sharing those with everyone, especially with your guests and your listeners and anyone on the St. Louis area. We love local and love giving the best deals possible to local people.
Mike, I should have sent you a picture of my 2-year-old. So I'm a big headlamp guy. Like, I work a little bit later in the day. So there's a lot of times that I'll get home from work and I want to do something in the yard, cut the grass or whatever. And I will always find myself losing the daylight before I'm done with whatever I'm doing, or I'll even put it on, if I'm barbecuing at night, I'll have it with me so I can, see while I'm out there in the dark and things like that. And I get picked on by my wife all the time because I always have this freaking headlamp on my head. Well, my 2-year-old saw it last weekend while we were all outside. We had a little bit of family over. We were barbecuing. It got late. We also had a fire pit going, and so I had gone out and was going through the yard and picking up sticks, and I had my headlamp on, and my 2-year-old saw the headlamp, and we've barely been able to get him to take it off since he saw it. Like, it's his. He thinks it's the absolute coolest thing. I should take a picture of him walking around with his Intervine headlamp on that he just refuses to put down now. He thinks it's the most unbelievable thing to have a light coming out of your head. So,
I'll have to connect him with our marketing director because I can see the ad right now.
I'll have to get a picture and send it to you. It's really, really funny, really funny stuff, really cute, cool stuff. Talk about those lights. It's funny to say the most technologically advanced flashlights and lanterns, but they really are. I mean, there's a lot of new technology that goes into Intervine products. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember teasing this about a month or so ago. We don't just go out there and sell the exact same lantern, the exact same flashlight. You can get from a dozen other companies selling the exact same thing. We work with our plants to make sure that we're always providing the absolute longest lasting and best technology. And just this past week, we launched a brand new product. And it's available. If you go to our website, you go to Amazon, you'll see this new product. It is our InterNova 1000 XL. The 1000 comes from the brightness. It is one of the absolute brightest lanterns you'll find out there. However, it's more than that. And like when we hear about all the weather that's been going on lately, this next feature is really going to like help people out and truly help people out. It is also a power bank. And it also runs off rechargeable batteries. Oh, nice. So, just imagine, you know, all the people that have been affected by tornadoes and really bad storms. This is one thing that my family personally keeps around us all the time. We have several of them. And I know that we're selling these like crazy because people realize that if the power goes out and you need to use your phone or you need to, you know, use your pad and try to like watch the news downstairs when you're in the basement, this power bank and the lantern combined can give you light and also power your devices to make sure you truly have the energy you need wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's what I'm talking about. Like you guys always have you're always thinking about what situation your customer might be in. And even if it's not a storm situation where the power goes off, but if you're out hunting, if you're out camping, your lantern is going to be a big deal for you. And what else do you need? You need to charge your cell phone. You need that power bank, and you need to know that you've got these batteries, that the rechargeable batteries, so you know you're not going to run out of batteries or anything like that. That is it's always kind of been your mission, customer service, to serve all the needs of your customers that you can, right?
Absolutely, you know, and I used to think that, you know, with our tactical flashlights, for example, that we were only serving first responders and police departments, and which is true. We have a lot of clients that are, you know, policemen in the area, work for the SWAT team, work for the police department. We absolutely do have that, but people just buy them for themselves or for their spouses, taking a dog for a walk in the park to make sure they have a flashlight that's not only super bright, but as a strobe feature that can actually protect them should something happen. Mm-hmm. And the same thing is true for all of our other products as well. I know that if my family enjoys it and wants it and uses it and feels safer having it, then I know there's a lot of people out there just like me that would really enjoy having a product like that. So we try to do that. We try to make sure we have the best products, the best prices, and should something go wrong, like the one thing we talk about, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but you mention it all the time, and I appreciate that, is we always make sure we take care of our customers. If they have a single problem, that means we have a problem. I want to hear about it, and I want to take care of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is part of the reason why I think you are such a great company and, you know, a company that's focused on customer service but is also started right here in St. Louis as a local family-owned business, exactly the kind of business that I think I know me and I think our listeners love to support. So every month, We kind of roll out a new special, or at least it's kind of been a little gimmick that we've been doing here for a while recently. So it's early June. Do you have any particular special that we can tell people about?
Well, I'll tell you what. So we were thinking about this since the last time we talked, and I had no idea that we'd be coming up to the very, very, very end of this incredible season the Blues have been having.
Yeah.
I know it's not over yet.
Right.
you know, but it's been 50 years since they made it to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're going to do something here that we have not done before. And I think most companies would be crazy, but only for listeners of the show and for your fans, Tony, we're going to be offering 50% off just for the month of June. We can't go beyond that, but just for the month of June, 50% every single product we make. That includes this brand new, you know, lantern we talked about. This thing normally goes for $70, and that's already cheaper than other similar products. But every single thing, including our batteries, 50% off. All they got to do, they can go to our website, use the discount code Tony, T-O-N-Y, or if you guys like, you know, shopping on Amazon, I know I still shop on Amazon all the time, you can go to intervine.com/Tony, and that's going to take you straight to a special customized webpage only for your listeners that will automatically give them 50% off every single product that we make. So we're not making money off this, but hopefully we're all celebrating, you know, what's going on right now, and everyone's going to be safe for any other storms that kind of hit us the rest of the season.
That is incredible. That's the best deal I think we've ever offered. One time you did 50% off lanterns, and I thought, holy smokes, that's an incredible deal. I can't believe he's doing it. 50% off everything for the month of June. It is time to stock up. I'm literally, Mike, I'm on the website right now looking at stuff. Like, I have got to take advantage. Even I have got to take advantage of this. I think I'm going to get James's own headlamp so I can have mine back. And I'm glad that you mentioned batteries. Talk about the batteries. I mean, it's not like you do have rechargeable batteries, but it's not like weird, you know, special batteries that only fit your products. People can just stock up on their general batteries for everyday use on your website. And now with 50% off, goodness gracious, what kind of batteries you guys have there?
Yeah, absolutely. So every kind of battery you can imagine, whether they're AA, AAA, C, D, or the special rechargeable ones that go into our flashlights and some of our lanterns, you can get those all for half off. And these are top quality. And like, think Duracell, think Energizer. We don't go out there and just create the, you know, most boring, bland batteries that you can possibly buy. We get the top of the line batteries manufactured so that we can sell them, put them in our products. Because think about it. We want our lanterns and our flashlights to be the brightest and longest lasting. So the last thing we want to do is provide a battery that doesn't help that happen. So we get the best batteries possible, and we sell them. We saw people wanted to buy the batteries all by themselves. So these are top of the line, extra long lasting alkaline batteries. They're already cheap the way they come. With 50% off, these will, you can just stock up right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll be a great deal.
I mean, and I'm kind of that way. I'm kind of a battery OCD stocker upper. And so if I was at the hardware store, for example, and I saw they were having a buy one, get one or a 50% off batteries, I would be, you know, I'd be loading up the cart, you know, load it because you take advantage of that. If people like me, they find out that you have 50% off batteries and all your other products, you know, I can't imagine people not doing that. That is I am for sure going to stock up. James is getting his own headlamp. We're going to get some stuff done while we got the 50% off. That is amazing. So again, it's Intervine, Intervine.com, Intervine.com. You can use my name, Tony, Tony, and as your discount code at checkout. You get 50% off your entire order just until the end of the month of June. Or, like Mike said, if you prefer to shop on Amazon, go to Amazon.com/Tony. Or no, Intervine, you do it, Mike.
Intervine.com/Tony.
You almost had it right. Yeah, Intervine.com/Tony. That'll take you to the Amazon discount page where the 50% off will be automatically applied. So you can shop on Amazon that way if you'd like to. That is amazing stuff. Take advantage of it before the month of June. I know that I am. And Mike, we always appreciate what you do for this station and for our listeners. That deal is incredible. I hope people take advantage of it and stock up on batteries and get their flashlights and everything and check out that brand new lantern with the battery charger and all that. I mean, just really cool stuff. Thanks so much for joining us today. We hope to talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care, and we'll talk next month.
Yeah, I can't wait. That is Mike McCleary from Intervine, intervine.com, Intervine.com. Go there. Use my name, Tony, as your discount code during checkout. Get 50% off your entire order. All the products, flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all of it, half off. That's incredible. Oh, good stuff there from Mike. Love that guy. Love talking to that guy. And truly, I've been using these products way before I was advertising for them on the radio. And they truly are the best. That you'll be spoiled and you'll never want to have another light that is not an Intervine light. I promise. All right, we got to take a break. Still plenty to go here. Lots to talk about with the Virginia Beach shooting. Lawmakers coming after suppressors and trying to tighten up gun laws, as they always do after we have one of these tragedies. Lots to talk to Aaron about, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on FM News Talk 97.1. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory.
What's
Chad
going on?
Ellis, our producer. Yes, sir. Great stuff there from Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. Don't forget to go to intervine.com, intervine.com, and use my name, Tony, as your discount code during checkout, and you, for the month of June, are going to get 50% off all their products. Everything. 50% off. He said to celebrate the fact that the Blues hadn't been back to the Stanley Cup Finals in 50 years, he's given 50% off through the month of June. That is crazy. I mean, just for the batteries alone, to stock up on AA, AAA, see all the different size batteries at 50% off. And then, of course, the great flashlights and lanterns and headlamps, all the awesome products there at Intervine. Go and take advantage of that. If you prefer to shop on Amazon, intervine.com/Tony takes you to their Amazon discount page. 50% discount is automatically applied there as well. Amazing stuff. So something I want to talk to you about, my friend.
What's up?
And I want to kind of spend the rest of the show digging into this situation.
I've got some stuff we can talk about, too. I think we're on probably the same page.
We saw this tragedy happen in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
And the shooter there apparently was using a suppressor.
Right.
And that has caused many lawmakers, particularly on the left, to claim that the suppressor had a lot to do with
the loss of life.
Yeah. His success. You know, for lack of a better word.
Let's address a couple of things.
Okay.
With his.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah. What's up?
Because people have asked me this since the shooting. Can you just quickly explain when somebody has a suppressor on a gun like that? They're not able to walk through the halls, fire that weapon, and they're just outside the door and you don't hear it.
Right,
like,
correct.
It's not like the movies where it's a little choop.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's,
yeah,
so it's... talk about what the reality of the sound of a suppressor is.
Sound is rated in decibels, so lowercase d, big B. And the reality is it takes a sound that's in that 150-ish decibel, 145 decibel, and I'm sure there's somebody out in radio land that is like, it's this decibel. We're going generalities here.
Yeah.
And it knocks it down about 25 decibels, and somebody's probably like, well, it's 22. It's about 25.
Okay.
And I say about 25 is because it knocks it down to about 125 decibels.
There's different guns. There's different suppressors.
There's different
it's
loads.
It's not all exactly the same.
Right. This is a real science. When I say it's a real science, I mean it is a real science. And I've actually got, and this may come to fruition or not, but I've reached out to some of my media contacts with Channel 2 and 5 and 4 and stuff, and I'm like, hey, Let's not demonize the gun, right? That's what we always want to do. Now we want to demonize the suppressor. Let's go out and let me show you how these things actually work. So what they do is they knock it down to that, from that 150 decibel level, they knock it down to about 125 to 130 decibels. To kind of put that in perspective, you know, when you hear a fire truck go by or an ambulance go by, that siren you hear is about 115 or 120 decibels. Mm-hmm. So you can think about how loud that is in your vehicle, or when you're outside when that's going by. And mind you, that 115, 120 decibel siren, that's at like 20 or 25 feet away is how where they measure that from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a loud sound still.
Mm-hmm.
It is...
It's just not ear damaging sound like
and
it could.
It can still be.
Yeah.
It can still damage your hearing. So
it's way louder than people who maybe just have this Hollywood idea of a suppressor.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's not definitely not the reality of it. I mean, we could be in the studio right now. It's just pretty soundproof, and somebody could start shooting a gun with a suppressor on it, and I'd be like,
you'd know.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, guys.
We'd all know.
Yeah.
We'd all hear it.
That's gunfire, you know. And,
right.
And you may not recognize it at first, but you'd be like, you know, wait a minute. That sounds like gunfire. It's it still sounds like it. It's just not as loud.
If you hear these anti-gun left-wing lawmakers or, you know, protesters, and they're saying things like this guy was able to move silently through the building because he had the suppressor on, that's just not the case.
Right. So let's talk about the guy.
Yeah,
The guy was in the military, so he had some combat training.
Right.
Right. So with that being said, that's part of it. He knew how to clear rooms. He knew how to effectively engage targets. He knew how to clear malfunctions. He knew how to reload quickly. Right. That's one of the reasons that he had such a high fatality rate. The other thing that a lot of people are not really talking about, they're trying to at least minimize, that I've not been hearing a lot of, he was an employee. He had a badge to get in. So
yeah,
they had
right.
security there.
Right.
You know, like, you know, they had, you know, like when I come into the studio, I had to be buzzed in.
Yeah.
And then when I get into the lobby, I had to be buzzed back into the studios. And now I'm kind of a regular. We've been here a year and a week,
right
doing the show. So now the staff kind of knows who I am. But, you know, I have to get buzzed in through 1, 2, 3 doors, you know.
But I don't.
You know, but you don't, because you've got a key. You can beep, beep, beep.
And he had a key.
And he had a key. So for somebody just walking in off the street, you know, maybe only a few people would have been shot. Where since he had a key, he was able to get through, you know, multiple doors and into restricted areas where the general public is not able to get.
That's a great point.
So that's the other thing they're not talking about. Go ahead. I just want to make sure that everybody understands.
No, I think that's a great
understands
point.
Those 2 points. He had access. He had the ability to move around pretty much unscathed and unrestricted. And he had combat training that made him more effective. And then, yes, the suppressor made it quieter, but honest to goodness, man, his ears were probably still hurting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've shot rifles with suppressors, and you still got to wear a hearing pro.
Yeah, if you're walking around in an office building with little hallways and rooms, and that sound is going to echo throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's different
it's
when you
be
shoot.
It's not going to be as loud as without it, of course, but it's not, again.
Yeah.
Anything like the movies where it just sort of silences the whole thing.
And there's a difference between shooting a suppressor outside versus shooting it inside. And, you know, you're right. With some loads outside when I'm at the gun club, I don't have to wear a hearing pro.
Right.
It's not, I wouldn't say like, oh, it's super comfortable. You can do it. You shoot indoors, man, with a suppressor, you need it.
You mentioned earlier, and you're exactly right, the comparison to the outcry against bump stocks after the Las Vegas shooting. Suppressors and bump stocks to me are not even in the same family. They're both accessories. I get it, but suppressors are, in my mind, kind of a more legitimate, you know,
purpose.
You have a normal, So, but the outcry to get them is the same, and I keep hearing not just on the news, but personally, people saying something that they said about bump stocks as well, and that is that the only purpose of a suppressor is to make it easier to kill people because you can move through things. So, talk about why somebody might want to have a suppressor on their weapon that isn't using it to go kill people.
To be malicious, right? Yeah. So, it's in other countries, if you hunt without a suppressor, you're being impolite. Okay, so there's a hunting application to this. So if you're deer hunting, let's say on public land where the next guy's 50 or 100 yards away and he's watching deer that you can't see, and you take a shot at your deer, you now scare his game off.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're using a suppressor, now all of a sudden you're taking your shot. It's muffled enough where the deer,
depending on
500 feet away that have foliage all around, it breaks up that sound enough where the deer are not alarmed and flee. Okay,
yeah.
It's still loud, but it's not alarming to them. The other reason to use it is I got a buddy. I've told this story several times. My buddy Patrick bought 3 suppressors: a 22, a 45, and a 30 caliber can for a rifle. He took his wife shooting, and now his wife loves shooting, and it made it more comfortable for his wife to shoot. So it's It's a politeness thing for when you hunt. It's a comfort thing when you go target practice and shoot. The other thing, too, is you have police officers and even gentlemen in the military and women in the military, when they shoot a firearm in an enclosed area in a self-defense situation, that muzzle blast, that sound, that pressure wave that's created damages their hearing permanently. Mm-hmm. So from a self-defense standpoint, it also makes sense. My house, you know, the two firearms that we have, you know, readily accessible for a home invasion, they both have suppressors on them. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because I don't particularly care about my hearing, fire trucks, airplanes, and guns, right? You know, it's like, you know, it's gone. Don't worry about it. You're going to be deaf by the time you're 50. But I have a daughter, right? And I care about my daughter's hearing very much. And so when we had her, I was like, oh, well, I guess we should go ahead and just do this practical application and start using it for that. So it's more for her, for my daughter than me. But that is an application. It doesn't make the firearm more deadly. It doesn't make it, you know, any more accurate, right, than it was before. It just makes it where that pressure wave and that sound wave, you know, pressure, really the decibels of pressure wave, but it just knocks it down. Mm-hmm. And you can even look at, like, security footage from these robberies of, you know, name your place, and you'll see when the criminal or the good guy presses the trigger, you'll see like all the dust get disturbed and start kind of mm-hmm. raining down, and that's the pressure wave we're talking about. So it's enough pressure wave that a whole room, the dust that's in every little nick and corner, you know, does it.
Right.
So before we wrap up, we're getting that sign. I want to point out an article, and we'll talk about it more hopefully on the live stream. ATF says there's 1.3 million silencers in the U.S., and this is a little bit older article. It's 2 years old, but the reason I point this article out is because it has a what we call the white paper that got released from the ATF, and I'll link that. You can go read it for yourself. But it talks about, as of February 3rd of 2017, there's 1,297,000 suppressors. Okay, so 1.3 million suppressors registered under the NFA. There's approximately 400,000 and change from the last time they released the number. And, you know, they suppressors are a big, big thing. Mm-hmm. The agency has prosecuted 44 silencer-related crimes per year over the past decade. Okay? So that's not a lot. Only 6 involved defendants with felony convictions.
Right. So there's not a lot of crimes being committed with
suppressors. If you want the exact number, it's 0.003. Okay? So it's a super, super low number. To kind of give you a comparative number, that's down there with the revocation rate of CCW permits.
Wow.
Right? So we're talking, it's like a non-factored number. And they're also throwing in, like, people, you know, shooting illegally in areas, like can't shoot, discharge mm-hmm. a firearm, St. Louis County. Talking about people hunting in states that can't, you know, use suppressors to hunt. And they're prosecuting these crimes.
Right.
So we're talking like non felonies,
homicide,
just unlawful use kind of crime.
Exactly. If you want to get your own suppressor, you can do so right now at Southern Armory.
Yeah.
10% off.
Jess said 10% off.
10%. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on FM News Talk 97.1. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio, FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo here with Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory.
What's
Chad
going on?
Ellis, our producer. Yes, sir. Great stuff there from Mike McCleary, the owner of Intervine. Don't forget to go to intervine.com, intervine.com, and use my name, Tony, as your discount code during checkout. And you, for the month of June, are going to get 50% off all their products. Everything. 50% off. He said to celebrate the fact that the Blues hadn't been back to the Stanley Cup Finals in 50 years, he's given 50% off through the month of June. That is crazy. I mean, just for the batteries alone, to stock up on AA, AAA, see all the different size batteries at 50% off. And then, of course, the great flashlights and lanterns and headlamps, all the awesome products there at Intervine. Go and take advantage of that. If you prefer to shop on Amazon, intervine.com/Tony takes you to their Amazon discount page. 50% discount is automatically applied there as well. Amazing stuff. So something I want to talk to you about, my friend.
What's up?
And I want to kind of spend the rest of the show digging into this situation.
I've got some stuff we can talk about, too. think we're on the probably the same page.
We saw this tragedy happen in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
And the shooter there apparently was using a suppressor.
Right.
And that has caused many lawmakers, particularly on the left, mm-hmm. to claim that the suppressor had a lot to do with the
loss of life.
Yeah. His success, you know, yeah. for lack of a better word.
Let's address a couple of things.
Okay.
With his...
Can I ask you this?
Yeah, what's up?
Because people have asked me this since the shooting. Can you just quickly explain, when somebody has a suppressor on a gun like that, they're not able to walk through the halls, fire that weapon, and they're just outside the door and you don't hear it.
Right,
like,
correct.
It's not like the movies where it's a little... Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's,
yeah,
so it's... talk about what actually what the reality of the sound of a suppressor is.
Sound is rated in decibels, so lowercase d, big B. And the reality is it takes a sound that's in that 150-ish decibel, 145 decibel, and I'm sure there's somebody out in radio land that is like, it's this decibel. We're going generalities here.
Yeah.
And it knocks it down about 25 decibels. And somebody's probably like, well, it's 22. It's about 25.
Okay.
And I say about 25 is because it knocks it down to about 125 decibels.
There's different guns. There's different suppressors.
There's different
it's
loads.
It's not all exactly
right.
the same.
Right. This is a real science. When I say it's a real science, I mean it is a real science. And I've actually got, and this may come to fruition or not, but I've reached out to some of my media contacts with Channel 2 and 5 and 4 and stuff, and I'm like, hey, let's not demonize the gun, right? That's what we always want to do. Now we want to demonize the suppressor. Let's go out and let me show you how these things actually work. So what they do is they knock it down to that, from that 150 decibel level, they knock it down to about 125 to 130 decibels. To kind of put that in perspective, you know, when you hear a fire truck go by or an ambulance go by, that siren you hear is about 115 or 120 decibels. Mm-hmm. So you can think about how loud that is in your vehicle, or when you're outside, when that's going by. And mind you, that 115, 120 decibel siren, that's at like 20 or 25 feet away is how where they measure that from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is a loud sound still.
Mm-hmm.
It is...
it's just not ear damaging sound. Like,
and
it could,
it can still damage your hearing.
So it's way louder than people who maybe just have this Hollywood idea of a suppressor. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's not the reality of it. I mean, we could be in the studio right now, it's just pretty soundproof, and somebody could start shooting a gun with a suppressor on it, and I'd be like,
you'd know.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, guys.
We'd all know.
Yeah.
We'd all hear it.
That's gunfire, you know. And,
right.
And you may not recognize it at first, but you'd be like, you know, wait a minute. That sounds like gunfire. It still sounds like it.
So
it's just not as loud.
If you hear these anti-gun, left-wing lawmakers or, you know, protesters, and they're saying things like, this guy was able to move silently through the building because he had the suppressor on. That's just not the case,
right? So let's talk about the guy.
Yeah, okay.
The guy was in the military, so he had some combat training,
right?
Right. So with that being said, that's part of it. He knew how to clear rooms. He knew how to effectively engage targets. He knew how to clear malfunctions. He knew how to reload quickly. Right. That's one of the reasons that he had such a high fatality mm-hmm. rate. The other thing that a lot of people are not really talking about, they're trying to at least minimize, that I've not been hearing a lot of, he was an employee. He had a badge to get in. So
yeah,
they had
right.
security there.
Right.
You know, like, you know, they had, you know, like when I come into the studio, I had to be buzzed in.
Yeah.
And then when I get into the lobby, I have to be buzzed back into the studios. And now I'm kind of a regular. We've been here a year and a week,
right
doing the show. So now the staff kind of knows who I am. But, you know, I have to get buzzed in through 1, 2, 3 doors, you know.
But and, I don't.
You know, but you don't, because you've got a key. You can beep, beep, beep.
And he had a key.
And he had a key. So for somebody just walking in off the street, you know, maybe only a few people would have been shot where since he had a key, he was able to get through, you know, multiple doors and into restricted areas where the general public is not able to get.
That's a great point.
That's the other thing they're not talking about. Go ahead. I just want to make sure that everybody understands.
No, I think that's a great point.
Understands those 2 points. He had access. He had the ability to move around pretty much unscathed and unrestricted, and he had combat training that made him more effective. And then, yes, the suppressor made it quieter, but honest to goodness, man, his ears were probably still hurting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've shot rifles with suppressors, and you still got to wear hearing pro.
Yeah, if you're walking around in an office building with little hallways and rooms, and that sound is going to echo throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's different
it's
when you
be
shoot.
It's as loud as, right. as without it, of course, but yeah. it's not, again.
Yeah.
Anything like the movies where it just sort of silences
right.
the whole thing.
And there's a difference between shooting a suppressor outside versus shooting it inside. And, you know, you're right. With some loads outside when I'm at the gun club, I don't have to wear a hearing pro.
Right.
It's not, I wouldn't say like, oh, I don't, it's not, you know, it's not like, oh, it's super comfortable. You just, you can do it. You shoot indoors, man, with a suppressor, you need it.
You mentioned earlier, and you're exactly right, the comparison to... the outcry against bump stocks after the Las Vegas shooting. Suppressors and bump stocks to me are not even in the same family. They're both accessories. I get it, but suppressors are in my mind kind of a more legitimate, you know,
purpose.
You have a normal So, but the outcry to get them is the same, and I keep hearing not just on the news, but personally, people saying something that they said about bump stocks as well, and that is that the only purpose of a suppressor is to make it easier to kill people because you can move through things. So, talk about why somebody might want to have a suppressor on their weapon that isn't. Using it to go kill people.
To be malicious, right. Yeah. So, it's in other countries, if you hunt without a suppressor, you're being impolite, okay? So there's a hunting application to this. So if you're deer hunting, let's say, on public land where the next guy's 50 or 100 yards away and he's watching deer that you can't see and you take a shot at your deer, you now scare his game off, okay? So if you're using a suppressor, now all of a sudden you're taking your shot. It's muffled enough where the deer,
depending on
500 feet away that have foliage all around, it breaks up that sound enough where the deer are not alarmed and flee. Okay, it's still loud, but it's not alarming to them. The other reason to use it is I got a buddy. I've told this story several times. My buddy Patrick bought three suppressors: a 22, a 45, and a 30 caliber can for a rifle. Took his wife shooting, and now his wife loves shooting, and it made it more comfortable for his wife to shoot. So it's a politeness thing for when you hunt. It's a comfort thing when you go target practice and shoot. The other thing, too, is you have police officers and even gentlemen in the military and women in the military, when they shoot a firearm in an enclosed area in a self-defense situation, that muzzle blast, that sound, that pressure wave that's created damages their hearing permanently. Mm-hmm. So from a self-defense standpoint, it also makes sense. My house, you know, the two firearms that we have, you know, readily accessible for a home invasion, they both have suppressors on them. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because I don't particularly care about my hearing, fire trucks, airplanes, and guns, right? You know, it's like, you know, it's gone. Don't worry about it. You're going to be deaf by the time you're 50. But I have a daughter, right? And I care about my daughter's hearing very much. And so when we had her, I was like, oh, well, I guess we should go ahead and just do this practical application and start using it for that. So it's more for her, for my daughter than me. But that is an application. It doesn't make the firearm more deadly. It doesn't make it, you know, any more accurate, right, than it was before. It just makes it where that pressure wave and that sound wave, you know, pressure, really the decibels of pressure wave, but it just knocks it down. Mm-hmm. And you can even look at, like, security footage from these robberies of, you know, name your place, and you'll see when the criminal or the good guy presses the trigger, you'll see like all the dust get disturbed and start kind of raining down, and that's the pressure wave we're talking about. So it's enough pressure wave that a whole room, the dust that's in every little nick and corner, you know, does it.
Right.
So before we wrap up, we're getting that sign. I want to point out an article, and we'll talk about it more hopefully on the live stream. ATF says there's 1.3 million silencers in the U.S., and this is a little bit older article. It's 2 years old, but the reason I point this article out is because it has a what we call the white paper that got released from the ATF, and I'll link that. You can go read it for yourself. But it talks about as of February 3rd of 2017, there's 1,297,000 suppressors. Okay, so 1.3 million suppressors registered under the NFA. There's approximately 400,000 and change from the last time they released the number. And, you know, they suppressors are a big, big thing. Mm-hmm. The agency has prosecuted 44 silencer-related crimes per year over the past decade. Okay? So that's not a lot. Only six involved defendants with felony convictions. Right. So
there's not a lot of crimes being committed with
suppressors. Right. If you want the exact number, it's 0.003. Okay? So it's a super, super low number. To kind of give you a comparative number, that's down there with the revocation rate of CCW permits.
Wow.
Right? So we're talking, it's like a non-factored number. And they're also throwing in, like, people, you know, shooting illegally in areas, like, can't shoot, discharge a firearm in St. Louis County. Talking about people hunting in states that can't, you know, use suppressors to hunt, and they're prosecuting these crimes.
Right.
So we're talking like non-felonies,
homicide,
just, you know, unlawful use kind of crime.
Exactly. If you want to get your own suppressor, you can do so right now at Southern Armory for 10% off.
Jess said 10% off.
10% off then, at Southern Armory.
The other thing we're going to do is, before we wrap up, let's go Blues.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
Because the Blues are in town this weekend, we're going to be doing Buy a Gun. You can get a box of ammo at a discount. It's like 50%, so
nice.
It's a good deal.
Nice.
And then, or you
buy
can get
a gun, get ammo at a discount.
Yeah, 50%. Or buy a gun and get a class at a discount. So you got two choices when you buy a gun. You're like, I got plenty of ammo. You know, you can get a class, and that's either a defensive pistol class, which is an advanced class. We teach you some good tactics and how to work that gun a little bit better, or a CCW class. Just
keep
for
an eye on southernarmory.com and Southern Armory on Facebook, and we will see you guys back here next Saturday at 3 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
Get more at 971talk.com.